The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. I figure you're not numb, and so you can ask. Our phone number, 459-9769, or send us an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And remember, podcasts of the show are available at columbustoday.com, replays at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We're very fortunate to have on the show again with us. You might remember if you were listening a week or so ago, or maybe a little longer now, we had Dr. Brian Koropian on the show with us from California. He was nice enough to get up so early and do the show, and we convinced him to set that alarm again and do it again. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask some of you folks, I'm going to ask you to go back and listen to the podcast of the first show, because we set some groundwork for you, and it'll make it a little easier to listen to this show or understand this show if you have heard the first, part one, because we're going to get right into part two, so we don't have to completely repeat everything for the benefit of the listeners. So, Dr. Koropian. Now, Dr. Koropian, a very prolific speaker. He has 5 FDA-approved appliances. That's a major thing in and of itself. He is in California, went to the University of Southern California School of Dentistry, graduated in 1968. He did a seminar not that long ago in New York City. And basically what Dr. Koropian is doing is helping dentists learn how to treat their patients better by prescribing this full breath appliance, which I believe Dr. Koropian has a patent on, although I'm the one that asked him to be on the show. He's not here hawking his wares. I'm here asking him to tell us about it so that we can learn about it and so that we can prescribe it for our patients as well. I have lots of patients who will benefit from this device. And the biggest thing about his device over others is you don't have to have your lower jaw pushed forward to open the airway. With that, Dr. Koropian, I think I maybe have covered a lot of the groundwork that we laid at the first time that you were on. And again, thanks for joining me today.
Well, as I told you before, it's always a pleasure to be in Buckeye Land. And I'm glad we're able to spread the word with your listening audience.
Well, thank you so much. Now, for a dentist that's never really screened for sleep-disordered breathing before, how should they get started? I know one of the easiest things to do is the Mallampati test, which can you explain that to the listeners?
Yes. And what you're going to do is you would have the patient open their mouth. When the mouth is open, the tongue usually will come up and block back of the back. Well, you can see that opening in the back, but the opening will be blocked by the tongue. And the uvula, that little part in the middle that hangs down, will be blocked. That's called a Mallampati 4.
Oh, so that's the worst case. So
that is worst case scenario, and that's what we see with these sleep apnea patients over and over and over again.
So basically, you're looking for a hole. So if you go and look in the mirror, if a patient just goes, go to the mirror, stick your tongue out. If you don't see a hole, you might be snoring, you might have sleep apnea, correct?
Absolutely. Well, it's a possibility. It puts you more in line to have that.
If you see a big hole, though, there's a really good chance that you're not. And I think the Mallampati was developed by an anesthesiologist, right, trying to determine different sizes for the nasopharyngeal airway, right?
That's right, and for their what they call intubating, sticking the tubes down the throat.
So,
I want you to understand, someone could have a good Mallampati.
Yes, did I say
that? So that's during the day, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, that tongue can be falling backwards.
Okay.
Because remember, the tongue falls backwards at night when we sleep, and it either closes the airway all the way, which, I mean, can you believe that? Your tongue closes your airway 10, 20, 30, 50 times an hour?
What about somebody who sleeps on their stomach? Is it less because now your tongue's not falling back? It would fall forward?
Well, it still moves back. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
I mean, it goes back.
So it doesn't matter if you're sleeping on your side, if you're sleeping on your stomach.
Well, you're better off. The back is the worst.
Okay. And I sleep on my back, by the way.
But the left side is better than the right side. And that's because the left lung has two lobes, or like two balloons, that contain the air. the right lung has three balloons or three lobes that close the air. So if you sleep on your left side, you compress the two lobes and leave the three lobes more room for air.
Okay, so it doesn't matter sleeping on your face, sleeping on your back. Back is worse. And so then the next thing is a young dentist, a new dentist to this whole idea, they need to just basically say to themselves, you know what, I'm not going to mess with those appliances that move the mandible forward because there's one that doesn't require that. That just eliminates a lot of the problems.
Well, that's absolutely true. Problem is, it does take some training.
Okay.
And you need to, we provide the training in my office in Tarzana, and I come around the country, and we present seminars as well.
And we may off the air talk about getting you to come to Columbus.
I would love that.
Now, when you said that when you have the mandible advanced, it's basically just the jaw pain. I had heard that people can get malocclusions from wearing an appliance that advances their mandible forward. Am I wrong about that?
No, that's absolutely correct.
Okay.
They absolutely can because the lower jaw will reposition forward, and now the bite will not be the same.
Is that especially?
Teeth will not mesh in correct method.
Is that especially in those ones where it seems like you're only like capturing the front four teeth, maybe two upper, two lower? I forget the name of that appliance, but I know there's one that is just a little appliance, just the front three or four teeth are in contact. And it seems like if that's the only thing that's contacting, then the back teeth are just left to move, right?
Well, no, we remember, you're thinking only teeth are moving, but the mandible itself, the whole jaw, is moving forward a millimeter or two.
Okay.
And so now everything is off as you start to bite. The whole meshing doesn't interact the same way.
Okay, so it really doesn't matter which one you're using that advances the mandible forward. You just have to be very careful.
That's right, and you take the chance that can occur.
Do I think of these treatments as for a lifetime, or is there a finite time frame where somebody is quote cured?
Well, no, you're not cured from this, unfortunately, because you're still looking at a muscle with muscle tone, loss of muscle tone, and the tongue is a muscle, and the tongue just will roll back all the way.
So how
now,
often?
I've been at this for about 10 years, and the patients are still wearing their mouthpieces, and a mouthpiece is good anywhere from 3 to 7 years.
That was going to be my next question. You just anticipated that. Good for you.
And so in 3 to 7 years, people are coming in and having them replaced.
It's kind of like you need new dentures every so often.
That, you got it. Exactly.
Right, because it wears out, and you kind of bite into it and cause
and
little
things. And a bruxism appliance, a bite plate for people who grind their teeth.
Okay. Do you suggest that dentists do this Mallampati score on every patient? Is that something that maybe I'm just blowing out of proportion, or is that a good...
No, it's absolutely something that should be checked.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we have a pre-done screening form, and Mallampati, their Mallampati classification is one of the things we mark on there.
Now, when we did our segment one of the show, I had a question of the day. I'm going to restate it because we decided just to kind of carry forward, because we weren't done with the interview. So Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is, what percent of people in the United States snore? And we gave out choices. A would be 10%, B 20%, C 30%, D 40%, E 50%, or F 60%. I'm sure you know the answer. I'm going to ask you not to give the answer yet, because I want one of our listeners to do that. It is time to go to a commercial break. In fact, we're a little bit long here, so let me go ahead and do that now. When we come back, I have many, many more questions for you, so please hang on the line. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles. comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko again. Thank you for tuning in. We have a great show today because we have Dr. Brian Karopian. Dr. Karopian has invented the full breath appliance. And when I first heard the appliance, Doc, I'll have to tell you, I thought you were talking about fresh breath appliance. Somehow I got that mixed up in my head. Full breath, meaning people can get the full amount of air that's available to them when they breathe in while they're asleep, correct?
You got it.
Okay.
You're right on the money.
So that would be a good way to remember it. I wanted to find out something that came up with me not that long ago, and that is my malpractice insurance company. They now ask if I treat sleep apnea, and if I do, they charge me more. Why is that?
Well, that's a really interesting question because I haven't run into that.
Oh, you haven't?
In California.
Okay.
I mean, they want to know, they know I'm treating sleep apnea.
Okay.
And I haven't run into anyone who has called me and said, hey, I'm getting charged more by my malpractice because I'm treating sleep apnea.
Well, I don't think it's very much, but it's almost like the, and it wasn't until I said, yes, I'm treating sleep apnea that I found out it was, I'm thinking $25, $50 more a year, but it was almost like they were discouraging it. Is it because they realize this is a major disease, and if they can get a few of us to say, no, we're not going to do that, they'll save money, or what do you think?
You know what? I'm really not sure, because if they're only charging such a minimal amount, that almost doesn't make sense to me. And quite frankly, I'm puzzled by it.
Okay. I didn't mean to throw you a curveball. I don't intend to do that. It was definitely on that form. And I thought, wonder why that is. And I thought maybe you would know. But it could just be the difference between Ohio and California. Maybe this is a relatively newer thing to Central Ohio. And in fact, I had another question, which is, it seems like all of a sudden we're hearing about sleep apnea like we hadn't heard about it for so long, and then all of a sudden it's in the forefront. Is there one major event that you can point to that, like one sleep study or something that came about? Was it a government-funded study that found, drowsy driving? Or what do you think it is that all of us, is it just so important that finally people are listening, or what?
Well, I think it's a little more complex than one reason. One, you've got all the insurances in Medicare now reimbursing both MDs and dentists for treating this.
Okay.
Two, we are realizing the gravity of this situation. We're talking about the airway block, no air getting to every cell in the body, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70 times an hour for 20, 25 seconds a pop. Not good. This has sparked the medical community, and we now have this whole new industry of CPAPs and MD and sleep centers, and I mean they've really developed quite a thing. So the MDs are sending their patients on because they realize the role that oxygen plays in keeping the body healthy.
I actually interviewed a physician, a sleep physician, a few weeks back at his office. And he was very, very interested in this. He said he probably has about 100 patients that he would refer for an appliance like this. And not that he hasn't prescribed them before, but he was very excited about yours because it doesn't advance the mandible. And I'm going to have him on as a guest here in the next few weeks. We're still working out the details of that. So I guess what it is the physicians, too, are learning more and more, not only about the disease, but that dentistry can play a major role in solving it.
You know how big this industry is? You know what the gross revenue of the CPAP industry is? $4 billion a year.
Wow.
Is that incredible? I mean, that's how big this thing is. Literally, it's a really a widespread problem. And it affects a huge, huge number of the adult population in the United States. So we see it in the youth. It's more the adults.
Now, let me ask you, if a dentist wants to get started using your appliance, do you have a website, phone number? How would you like them to make that initial contact? I know you have training courses and you want everyone to be certified.
I do. Let me give you a phone number where they can reach the Full Breath Corporation.
Okay.
The number is 888-285-8098. Reach the Full Breath Corporation, and we can tell you where the courses are being put on and how we can get you online.
Okay.
Educated in delivering treatment and educated in Medicare reimbursement. So remember, the Medicare takes care of this, and they pay literally 80% to 100% for this. And then medical insurance in every case is different based on the insurance policy, but they do cover. We also teach how to get reimbursement because that's a whole new science.
Right.
So we teach you how to treat, but then you got to be reimbursed. And you know the patient wants to come in without having to pay an arm and a leg and get taken care of.
Well, that's true. And this is life-giving, life-saving, and it's so important. And I believe that's why the government is covering it. Give us that phone number again because I didn't write it down, and I'm wondering if maybe some of the others didn't either.
Okay.
It was 888.
The number is 888 888-
Yes.
285 285.
Okay.
8098.
Okay. Lots of eights, but I have it written down now.
But I got to tell you, Dr. Kvitko, I absolutely believe with the high rejection rate of the CPAP that this is dentistry's newest and brightest horizon. I believe dentistry has the chance to provide oxygen to the world and provide better health, better longevity, more energy, and just a whole slew of real positive factors by providing oxygen.
I mean, you're talking about even, you know, third world countries where electricity is hard to come by for a CPAP machine. If they're wearing one of these devices, they're getting oxygen that they might not be getting.
You got it. But again, you got to remember, the CPAP is rejected 50 to 75% of the time.
Right.
They have no choice. If someone stops breathing 75 times an hour, no air to every cell in their body, and they can't wear the CPAP, what do they got left?
Sounds
dentistry.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
And here we are. And that's why I believe this is going to explode in the dental field.
I agree with you.
And you know what?
What?
You get to take the lead in Central Ohio. You and Dr. Mark Levy.
Yep. Yep, I know Dr. Levy. I want to get into a little bit of the brass tacks because I know that one of the concerns is gagging, and there are people that gag during x-rays. And if they gag while you're trying to take an x-ray, how do you get them fitted for a full breath appliance?
That is probably one of the big questions, and it is a great question. Let's look at the mechanism of snoring. We talked about the fact the tongue rolls back 80%, and now we have a little small opening. The air goes in the nose, comes down the throat, picks up speed, and then we get the snoring with everything vibrating and rattling.
Right.
That takes place. Now, this rapid moving air is a wind tunnel at the back of the mouth, and it causes desensitization of the nerve endings at the back of the mouth on the tongue. So the back of the tongue is really almost kind of numb back there.
Oh, really?
To sensation. For any dentist listening, run your the handle of your mouth mirror all the way back on someone who is a snorer, and you're going to be shocked at how far back you can go. What happens is the lateral walls, the lateral portions of the tongue, the sides, the right and left sides, they are not numbed up
right
by this.
Those are the triggers.
So when you get those x-rays, that's where the x-ray is touching. But we're able to make long tails. Now, not on everybody.
Right.
But we can because it is shocking what people can tolerate because of the desensitizing of the nerve endings.
That's good to know. Now, I taught at the dental school, House State University. I taught in the x-ray department, and so I know how easy it is for somebody who is misplacing an x-ray, for example, to cause a gag reflex. And a lot of the dentists, then they just revert to the Panorex. Well, they wouldn't be able to revert to anything in this instance, so it's good for them to know that they're taking this tail is in a spot that is not one of the triggers. We have to go to a break here in a second. Before we do, let me give out a couple more guesses to today's question of the day. Tom emailed a guess. He guessed that 60% of people in the United States snore. And Jarnell, he sent in a guess of 20%. And guess what? Jarnell is right. Average 20% of people in the United States snore. Good job, Jarnell. I don't know if we got his information or not. If we didn't, maybe we can get his name and number, and I'll send him a little toothbrush or package or something like that. Okay, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, how I have a soft spot in my heart for folks with Down syndrome. and I want to talk to you a little bit about those folks and how this appliance can help them as well. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thanks so much for joining me, and stay with us because we'll be right back after the break.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
And you've got a smile that can light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here with Dr. Brian Karopian, inventor of the Full Breath Appliance. It's a device that is used to treat sleep apnea, and it's the only device that does not advance the mandible forward, which we've spoken about why that is so important, because it can avoid malocclusions, it can avoid TMJ problems developing by wearing the appliance. It is something that you wear for a lifetime. You're never actually cured. If you wear this, you will get the full amount of air available to you. And so, Dr. Karopian, let's talk a little bit about Down Syndrome Association or Down Syndrome folks, because I read a statistic that said, what would you guess? Maybe I shouldn't put you on the spot, but in August, in the Academy of Sleep Medicine, American Academy of Sleep Medicine, there was an article that said, August of 2009, 94% of people with Down Syndrome have sleep apnea.
Not knowing all the facts, but I would agree with that. As you see pictures and have run into people with Down syndrome, they all have big tongues. You see they have their mouth open, and the tongues are many of them are just laying on top of the teeth.
And I also had a gentleman on my show a while back who had written a book called Why African American Children Cannot Read, and he happened to be half African American. It was Dr. Philip Cooper Jr. And what he was saying is, if children don't get enough oxygen to their brains while they sleep, because when you sleep is when you process the information from the day into memory. And so it makes me think that a lot of these Down syndrome folks, people that happen to have Down syndrome, if they could be diagnosed and treated with this device at a young age, their mental state might develop to be more developed than maybe the norm.
You know what? It's an absolute possibility, and I've been in communication with the Down syndromes people of Los Angeles, and we're just in the communication stage at this point.
The 94%, that sounds like a big number that needs to be definitely looked at.
That was in the American Academy of Sleep Medicine Journal last month?
No, it was August of 2009.
Okay.
So maybe you can go back and look up your old copy. That's powerful, 94%. I mean, you may as well say 100%. And I actually discovered it almost by accident. And I'm almost embarrassed to say, but I had it. This gentleman was not Down syndrome, but was MRDD, and no one had been able to do dental work on him because he was so afraid. 240-pound, 22-year-old, very nice young man, but if you were doing something he didn't want you to, he would just reach up and grab your wrist and just hold it there as though he were King Kong or something. You could not move. And very nice about it. He wasn't violent or anything, but if he thought you were going to hurt him, he'd just grab your hand. So we agreed with his sister, who's his guardian, that I do IV sedation in my office. So I did some oral sedation first, so he wouldn't see the needle going into his arm because he's also very afraid of needles of any kind. And then IV sedation, and I found myself with the, with the pulse oximeter, with his oxygenation, I found myself spending most of the appointment making sure that his breathing stayed above 90%. And I quickly learned, and of course his sister's right there with me, and she's going, yeah, he stops breathing all the time at night. And it was, for me, it was an eye-opener because I should have checked that. And I now realize that sleep apnea needs to be a big part of any questionnaire that deals with someone who's about to be sedated, that if they are sleep apneic, if they snore, if they have a malum potty 4, your sedation is going to be a little bit more challenging because you're going to have to maintain that airway, which is not easy to maintain.
You're absolutely correct.
So it sounds to me like both Down syndrome folks, people that happen to just have that big tongue, maybe they're MRDD, and it seems like a lot of the MRDD folks do have that big tongue. They have a very keen protective mechanism. You know, they have this keen will to survive, and I imagine in your long span as a dentist, you've worked with a lot of MRDD folks, and you know what I'm talking about, because in one hand, they're not very self-sufficient. On the other hand, they have a way of surviving, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They can bring the whole room down. The whole room gets involved in making sure that they are receiving good care. Now, I just want to remind people that you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and look and see information about upcoming shows, previous shows. You can also follow me on Twitter by going to Dr. Kvitko Twitter/ Dr. Kvitko. And also, these shows will replay on columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And our phone number here, 459-9769. I know we're running short on time. In fact, I think we only have about, looks to me to be about maybe just 1 or 2 minutes. And I'm looking at my producer to see if he can tell me. But anyway, one last thing that I wanted to get, is there anything that you want people to know about your appliance, about sleep apnea in general? If you had just like 1 minute or 2 minutes to speak, what would be the most important thing you would want to get out there?
Well, I think everyone should be checked. I think everyone over 40, I really believe it should be a national standard of care that everyone over 40 gets a sleep test to see what their, how many times they stop breathing per hour. That's called your PSG, and see what their PSG is. And if one has obstructive sleep apnea, in other words, they stop, their tongue blocks the airway greater than 5 times an hour, they should either be into an oral appliance, or if they're into higher numbers, try the CPAP. And if you can't wear the CPAP, you go to the oral appliance. I believe that I've got the most effective oral appliance because we're affecting exactly what the problem is, the tongue, and we don't move the jaw forward, we don't cause jaw problems, we don't cause malocclusion, and I think we've got just a very, very effective way of treating this. But this is such an important part in people's health that you've got to be checked.
Excellent, excellent. And I agree. And all those dentists out there listening that have yet to start realizing this, I think it's time to kind of take note. Call Dr. Kropian's phone number there. It was 888-285-8098. And Dr. Kropian, these appliances, you just can't have them made at any lab, can you? You have a special lab, you have special instructions, you have total control over the quality of these appliances. Am I right?
You are 100% correct.
All right. And that's very much appreciated because we want to make sure that if we're going to do this for our patients, we do it right. So I do appreciate you getting up, being on the show. I learned a lot. I hope my listeners learned a lot. I hope the other dentists learned a lot. And I expect your phone to be ringing off the hook.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me. You know, it was fun. It's almost as much fun as going out and imagining I'm dotting the I.
Yeah, I'd love to do that myself someday. But again, thanks so much. And hang on the phone because I do have a question for you
sure
off the
yeah.
air. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Be sure to tune in next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. when we'll have another exciting show. And have a great week. And don't forget to go out and enjoy it and get as much oxygen as you can between now and next show. You'll be much happier and much healthier for it. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.